Itch by Simon Mayo. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Itch by Simon Mayo. Read by Daniel Hill. Cornwall, England, December. The earthquake was a small one. The post office shook only slightly, the window rattling in its frame and dislodging an advent calendar. The van outside vibrated just enough to set off its alarm, and if you were watching closely, you might have seen the traffic lights shudder in their concrete base. A local nurse out walking her dog felt a vibration through the pavement and stopped. She would have thought nothing of it, but for her Labrador's sudden bark and raised hackles. She could hear at least two other dogs reacting with a torrent of howls and yelps in houses nearby. The nurse looked around, then shrugged and resumed her walk. Her dog followed, tail between his legs. A man reading his paper in the bath felt a rumbling and, glancing down, noticed a tiny series of waves running from the edge of the bath to his knees. There were three sets of waves in all, each one a centimetre behind the other. He got out of the bath, telling himself it was because the water had gone cool. Beneath the man's house, the foundations absorbed most of the tremor. 1 metre below his basement, the peat that lay beneath moved and folded, and the silt that was 10 metres deeper still cracked and heaved for the first time in decades. Under this was 10 metres of sand and all sorts of crushed shells.